If you've been waiting for a sign that now is the time for you to do that thing that you know you need to do, then here's your sign. When are you going to realize how special you are? When are you going to wake up and realize that there's nothing for you to wait for anymore? There is nothing for you to wait for. The wait is over. The signs you've been looking for, the God that you've been praying to, the angels that you've been searching for, the universe that you've been begging for signs. Well, what if you don't need a sign? What if those signs come when you start moving, not waiting for the sign to start moving? What if the universe, God, source, angels, what if they have been waiting for you to make the first move? And if they have been waiting for you to make the first move, what a waste of time it is, you sitting there waiting for the sign when actually you've already had the sign. The sign was the moment that you had the feeling, that little seed implanted in your heart or your gut that was calling you to get that message out there or to share what you know or to teach other people what you've learned along the way. And that little seed, that little kernel that started to build up inside you, there's a reason it was doing that. And it's not because God is waiting to give you a sign, is waiting for you to ask permission for him to give you a sign. It's not because your angels aren't delivering on their promises. It's not because there is no God. It's not because there is no universe or God of the universe. It's none of those things. What if it's been your time all along? What if you've been waiting for something that doesn't exist? What if you've been waiting for the sign and you've been saying, you know, show me 4 red cars in a row and then I'll be ready to launch my business. Show me 3 butterflies that are all pink and purple and or a robin. Show me a robin or show me this or show me this. And you're waiting for that sign. You're waiting for that miracle, for permission almost, for you to do the thing that's in your heart anyway. So stop waiting. Now is your time. It has always been your time. And the longer you wait, the less time you are going to have. You are running out of time each and every day that you don't do something about stepping up to your purpose, each and every day that you're waiting for another sign, each and every day that you're waiting for the next miracle. It's all time that you don't have. It's time that I don't have. It's time that collectively we don't have. Because the universe, the planet, needs you. Humanity needs you. There are people on the planet right now that need you. And what if they are waiting for you to be the sign? What if they're waiting for you to show up so brightly, or at least show up at all, so that's their sign? Maybe you are the sign that they've been praying for. Maybe your message is what they've been praying for. Maybe your product or your program or your service is the very freaking thing that they have been waiting for. And it's you that is their sign, let alone you sitting there waiting for a sign as to whether it's right or not, whether you should go live or not, whether you should make that video or launch that product or program. You're waiting for a freaking sign that is not going to exist because you are the sign. You are the one that is going to kick this all into momentum, and it is only going to happen by you taking action. Because if you're waiting for that feeling to get going, then you're going to be waiting on an opportunity that means you are missing out on so many things. You're missing out on everything that you could be enjoying. You're missing out on the impact you could be making. You're missing out on the money you could be making on the other side of that impact. You know, let's face it. We're looking for that feeling of now feels like the right time, or for somebody to say something to you and then you go, oh yes, now it's the right time. But what if that time was a week ago, a year ago, 10 years ago, and you're still sitting there waiting for the sign? Do you remember the story of the man who was on the top of the roof of his house and He's praying to God, saying, this flood, it's going to kill me. God, come and save me. Come and save me. And a helicopter comes along. And they say, come on, jump in. He said, no, no, God's going to save me. And then a boat comes along. No, no, God's going to save me. It's all right, God's going to save me. And then something else comes along. And he says, no, no, God's going to save me. And when he gets to heaven, he says to God, why didn't you save me? And God says, I sent you a helicopter, I sent you a boat, I sent you all these things. And you didn't take the leap. So I'm asking you now, what is it that's in your heart that you are not taking the leap on? What is it that you are waiting for? What perfection are you waiting for? What sign are you waiting for? What wonder or miracle are you waiting for before you do the thing that you know that you need to do? You know that you need to do it. It's been calling you for a while, and it's been growing and growing and growing inside you, and it will keep growing inside you. And then you'll die, and then you'll be wishing that this thing that was growing inside you, that you could have been sharing all along, was something that you never got to share. And you'll be one of the wealthiest, wise people in the graveyard, because you're going to have this wealth of wisdom. It's all going to be trapped in your head, and it won't have gone anywhere. So when are you going to feel ready? When are you going to know that you are ready? Because your feelings aren't necessarily true. That just the way you feel doesn't necessarily create truth around what you're feeling or why you're feeling it. You could be feeling fear. Oh no, you know, what if I get out there and somebody says something or they tell me something bad about myself and it's going to destroy my identity? What if I say something and I say it wrong and I get lots of criticism? You know, it's all these what ifs, isn't it? But what if that doesn't happen? And so what even if it does? So what even if it does? The only person that you need to even focus on supporting and caring about their opinion is the person that you serve. That person that you serve. And if you get criticism, that's not your person. They're not your people. So aim to get as much criticism as you can, because the faster you get it, the quicker you're going to be landing on those people who really need you, who really deserve you, who are waiting for you, that you are their sign. So take the time today for you to be that sign, that wonder, that miracle in somebody else's life. And stop waiting for the miracle to happen in yours, because you're going to be waiting a very long time if you do nothing. To create a movement in whatever way, you have to start moving. So just start moving. I know you can do it. You know you can do it. So what's stopping you? Be that sign, wonder, and miracle for someone else today. And remember, fear is something you can choose to feel. You can choose to feel it. If you choose to feel it because it keeps you safe, or having that fear actually creates more love, because when you show fear, people show you lots more attention. When you go into victim mode and everybody gives you attention, well, that's very nice, I'm sure. But where's it going to keep you? How long are you going to stay hostage to that? Because that's only going to get you so far. And what got you to where you are isn't going to get you to that next step. So I'd love to know, what is your next step? What are you going to do to be that sign, that wonder, or that miracle for someone else? Because someone's waiting for you right now. And if not now, when? And if not you, who? I'll see you in the next show.